This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Logan Coleman joins us in studio. She's 14 years old, and happy birthday. We were talking during the break. You just turned 14.
Yep, that's
pretty exciting. How's that feel?
Not any different.
You know what? I can tell you, 41 doesn't feel any different from 31. It feels a little bit different from 21, but I was talking to my dad the other day. I think he just recently turned 71 or 72. He said, you know what? In my mind, I feel 30. I feel 35, 40 years old. And the last 30 years, I don't know what I've been doing. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Logan Coleman joins us in studio to talk about the Darfur region of Western Sudan, an issue which has really touched you. And you have made a decision to help raise awareness here in our community. It's something that we've talked about on this program. It's been a number of months, but we have talked about it. And I agree with you. I think this is something that everybody really should know about in great detail. We should know what's happening over there.
Definitely.
Tell me what the issue is, generally speaking, as you see it, and how you became aware of this.
Well, the issue right now is since 2003, millions of people have been driven from their homes in Darfur by the government-backed militia called the Janjaweed, and it's what the UN has named the first genocide of the 21st century. And just innocent civilians, for no reason, being raped, killed. About 450,000, I think, by now, have been killed. And people just really need to be aware. And not many people even know what Darfur is.
And that's almost 500,000 people in just, 4 years have been killed,
4 years.
Slaughtered in the Western Darfur region. How did you, a 13, 14-year-old in Charlottesville, how did you learn about this?
Well, I'd been hearing about Darfur, but I didn't really know what it was for about the past year. And in January, I had a link to a website sent to me from one of my dad's friends. And I looked at it, and it was right then I knew, wow, this shouldn't be happening. There's no reason this can be happening. And so I looked at the website. It was savedarfur.org. And I wrote an email to one of their correspondents asking how I could get involved.
And Darfur, of course, folks, is Darfur. It's the western region of Sudan. Sudan, of course, the largest country in Africa. It's 1 million square miles. It's the 10th largest country in the world. And the Darfur region of Western Sudan is actually twice the size of France. I mean, we're talking about such a huge area, and people are being driven out left and right. And Logan, you have some ideas here that we can do, whether you're young or old, to get together and do something about this.
Well, I think the first thing Charlottesville needs to do is first just spread the awareness, because when I've been doing recent things in the past, just having stands, people come up to me and they said, what is Darfur? Is that a city? Is that a city that's being killed? And I said, no, this is a region in Western Sudan that is facing a genocide. And so what I think we can do is just individuals need to come together in Charlottesville. And it really won't take much on an individual part, but if everyone does it, I think it will really help. Some different ideas I have would be just stands. I've had a lemonade stand one day, and we were just out there for 2 hours, me and a friend, and we made $48. And think if every kid and every family could have a lemonade stand and say there were 1,000 families, there are probably much more. We could just have so much money by that. And it's just simple, and it's fun to have lemonade stands. And I got a permit on the downtown mall. It was nonprofit, so it doesn't cost any money to get it. And we sold flowers and wristbands, which you can get free from the Save Darfur organization. And we made $125. And it's just simple stuff like that. But if everyone can do it, and if we all pull it into one big account, we can really make a significant difference.
Yeah, and every little penny helps, because we're talking about a tremendous need right now in Western Sudan, in Africa. Again, the largest country in Africa. And if you look at a map, it's right below Egypt. It's the headwaters of, I think it's the Blue and the White Nile, the headwaters of the Nile. And every little bit helps. We're talking about thousands upon thousands of children who've been orphaned. Their parents have been killed, and people without, millions of people that are just wandering without a home. It really is a serious, awful situation that's not getting enough press, not getting enough attention.
Not enough at all.
And what's been the reaction? I know you have an event coming up. You have some organizers, and y'all are getting together to sort of map out a local strategy.
Yes, this Saturday we're having a somewhat fundraiser, but it's going to be just an informational-based fundraiser, and I'll be meeting with some people that I think could help me get started with this and just talk about a strategy for Charlottesville in terms of how we can get people aware of it and get people involved.
A few months ago on this program, we spoke with Muhammad Yahya, who lives here in Charlottesville, and he's the founder of Demanga, the Coalition for Freedom and Democracy. And I want to share a portion of that interview with you. He was discussing the situation in Sudan about explaining what's really going on. Here's a clip from my interview with Muhammad Yahya.
What is going on there, Mr. Koi, it is something that you can't imagine. It is over comprehensible. It is large plan, it is conspiracy taken and carried out by the government of Sudan, which is an Arab government. An Arab government, and they are Muslims. Exactly like those Muslims in Darfur, my people also as Muslims, but they are black Africans, non-Arabs, Muslims. The government created militia, which so-called Janjaweed.
Janjaweed is the militia, yeah.
Yes, they are Arabs also. Those militias, they used and backed logistically and financially, supported by the government of Sudan, to attack the villagers, those in Darfur, because they're trying to eliminate them and to take their land. The issue is about the land, because Sudan, as you know, you hear about Sudan, but you don't know what's the meaning of Sudan. Sudan has a meaning. Sudan means, in Arabic, is black. Those people, they're trying to make it an Arab country, and it is difficult for them to make it unless they wipe out all those non-Arabs, even their Muslims. That doesn't matter, because the issue is not only about Islam. The issue is racism. It is discrimination. They're trying to wipe them out and to get their land.
Muhammad Yahya is the founder of Demanga. It's online at demanga.org. That's D-A-M-A-N-G-A, demanga.org, and there's a whole lot of information there. He's been working internationally to raise awareness, and is certainly somebody I think, Logan, that you should talk to, and he's certainly well informed. As I understand it, we're looking at an Arabic Islamic militant government which has backed the Janjaweed, this militia, and basically backed them to move into Western Sudan and push out the native black Africans, who are also Muslims, but that doesn't matter. We're talking about Arabs versus Africans here. And the Arab government, which is backed by China, for example, wants that Western land, which is incredibly resource rich. There's grazing lands, coal, copper, uranium, and of course, lots of oil. And China wants that oil. And so they are slaughtering people left and right. And they've been, as you point out, Logan, there's hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. Most of them just poor farmers have been killed in like the last 4 years.
Yep.
Let's also hear another clip from Muhammad Yahya talking about what happened to members of his family. So four members of your immediate family.
Yes, my immediate family.
Yeah. And then so, 17.
Yes. And 17, as I said. 20, total of 21 of my family members and relatives, they killed in just in one day when they attacked my village, as I said, among other 50 villages in just one day. Unfortunately, in that, just after 1 week, I get this sad news after 1 week after this attack. And it's a good thing that I hear my parents are alive in that time, and they are safe and they're able to escape. But they don't know where they...
You don't know where your parents are?
Yes, up to now, I don't know where are they. I don't know where... Only I know about my two of my family members. Those are my brothers, they are able to escape. Those are able to escape. But the rest of my family, I don't know where are they. And this is issue, that is why this is the most difficult thing in my life. And since then, I turned it to become a voice for those who have no any voice. And it is not just because of my family, but because of others. So many families who have no any voice, and they don't have anyone to defend them or to protect them or to even to say something about them. And that's why we are proud and we are glad that we brought this you know, informations, and we get all those incidents outside to the world to know exactly what's going on in Darfur.
A portion of my interview a few months ago with Mohamed Yahya, the founder of Demanga, the Coalition for Freedom and Democracy, helping to spread word about what has happened and continues to happen in the western region of Sudan, known as Darfur. Logan Coleman, 14-year-old leader here in our community, thank you for setting an example for my daughter. I've got a 5-year-old daughter, and I want to tell you, as just as a dad, how proud I am of the example that you're setting and stepping out and speaking out. It really is amazing. And I said at the top of the program today that I think young people, especially here in our community, get short shrift. We just sort of write you off as, you know, very ignorantly and mistakenly we write you off as, well, you're not interested in the larger issues of the day and the larger themes and the big issues facing the world, when it's just the opposite is true. let's remind folks, tell folks your email address if they want to get in touch with you. Is if anybody is listening and wants to help you put this organization together and do something here in Charlottesville to help create some awareness and raise some money for to help these people in Darfur, your email address is cloverbabe13. Is that right?
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I've had it since I was 7.
There's nothing wrong with that. Cloverbabe13 at AOL.com. Logan Coleman, thank you very much. And touch base with us in the future about what you've put together.
All right. Thank you very much.
Logan Coleman, Cloverbabe13 at AOL.com, setting an example of great leadership here in our community. Just 14 years old, newly 14. Happy birthday. And helping to spread the word about what is happening in Sudan. Hundreds of thousands of people have been slaughtered in just a few years, and there are millions wandering Africa without homes. And there are things that we can do right here in Charlottesville to help them. A quick break. This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.